Hello, beautiful friend. Hello, hello. I usually leave these messages on Sunday and I'll send it out to you tomorrow. But I, in all transparency, am creating this in the evening on Saturday. I don't know if you can hear this music. I'm listening to, it's an old Simon and Garfunkel song called Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's so beautiful. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found. So, this song just came to my mind, and I know why, but it wasn't a total shock. But some of you know, and some of you participated yesterday. We did. My friend Rosemary, who's a beautiful poet, and I have a group called the Secret Agents of Change, and we do acts of kindness out in the world. And yesterday we had an emergency mission. Rosemary and I were talking a week or so ago about just, you know, I mean, this is not news to any of you, right? But the layer upon layer upon layer of troubles, grief, loss, hardship that people have been navigating for so long now. And we realized we hadn't done one of our secret agent missions in a long time. And so we did one. Oh, you know what? Gosh, if I have her poem here, I know some of you heard it because you got the chance to hear her read it. Oh, here it is. Oh, goodness, this is perfect. I love how this happens. I guess I should say before I read her poem. So normally I do these first thing on Sunday morning, but we're having quite a difficult time again here at the house with my son going through such deep, deep grief and despair and darkness. And I had a moment right now where he's lying down and I thought, you know, I'm gonna do my audio note because it means so much to me to stay in touch with you. Not just for you, of course, but for me. It really feeds me. And I thought I had a moment of equilibrium right now where I could do it. And so it seemed like the perfect time to do it, which I guess is a really good teaching point for myself to always remember, right? When we have the energy to be able to do something that we love or that means a lot to us, it's a good thing to sometimes just jump on it because I don't really know what tomorrow I mean, none of us know what tomorrow will bring, but I don't know what will be going on and whether I'll have the bandwidth to connect with you. So here I am, Saturday afternoon. My heart is heavy, and I get that's a part of why that song came up. But my heart is also feeling connected to you. So, and this is what I wanted to say. I think this is the message that's happening over the last few days is this interweaving of feeling a lot of difficult things myself, and also being well aware of so much that other people are carrying. And this will lead us to the poem. So here's Rosemary's poem. And this was our prompt yesterday for the Secret Agents of Change. On Earth, just a teaspoon of neutron star would weigh 6 billion tons. 6 billion tons, the equivalent weight of how much railway it would take to get a third of the way to the sun. It's the collective weight of every animal on Earth, times 3. 6 billion tons sounds impossible until I consider how it is to swallow grief. Just a teaspoon, and one might as well have consumed a neutron star. How dense it is. How it carries inside it the memory of collapse. How difficult it is to move then. How impossible to believe that anything could lift that weight. There are many reasons to treat each other with great tenderness. One is the sheer miracle that we are here together on a planet surrounded by dying stars. One is that we cannot see what anyone else has swallowed. I'm going to read that last stanza again. There are many reasons to treat each other with great tenderness. One is the sheer miracle that we are here together on a planet surrounded by dying stars. One is that we cannot see what anyone else has swallowed. And so the prompt yesterday was that we were inviting people to reach out to someone in their lives who they knew had been going through something, you know, whether it's a grief of over a death, the loss of a job during the pandemic, the fires that are going on, someone who might be feeling displaced, someone who might be lonely, who's been, you know, all by themselves during this pandemic, you know, for whatever reason, to reach out. And it could be to send a card or to, you know, set up a visit, if that's possible, a socially distanced visit, or to send a book or a gift or whatever. You know, just it was a general prompt to really think about someone in your life who might be having a really hard time. We always do a double secret agent mission. And our double secret agent mission is something that you could do for yourself. And it was, if you are someone who is going through this kind of heaviness inside, the darkness, the grief, the loss, just having a hard time, to make sure that you reach out, you know. And it sounds so simplistic, but it is what will save us, you know, to reach out to a friend. We put it out to people. You could reach out in our Facebook group for the Secret Agents of Change. And hopefully I'll remember to put that link when I send this to you. You could reach out to anyone, right? Just to say, I could really use some support right now. And someone, we did this live so that people could hear Rosemary read the poem, and I gave the prompt. And someone in the group afterwards was saying, you know, pay special attention to the people in your life who are strong, because oftentimes those are the people who maybe won't ask for help, but maybe need it. And that that may be you. You may be that strong person who's always there for everyone. And I want to encourage you, if that's what's going on and you need some help, to reach out to someone you love. So as you can see, just the last few days, both on a very personal level and in my work, I've really just been looking at, you know, how, I guess the thing is really this, like, how do we all sit together in the dark, you know? And this probably first, well, not first, but earlier this week, I'm in San Francisco, and due to the wildfires, we had a day where it was almost complete darkness all day long. The ashes were all captured, caught up in the atmosphere somehow, so that it started out with this very eerie, apocalyptic kind of neon orange in the morning. And everything had on that, they had that orange glow. And then as the day went on, we never really had any light. Anytime we were inside, we'd have all the lights on. It was really scary. And of course, we weren't in danger, so it wasn't scary in that sense, but scary in the sense of we knew what was going on for other people that was causing this, right? So we knew that people were fleeing the fires. And it just really struck me that, you know, I feel kind of silly even saying this, because this is what we've been talking about ever since I started doing these Sunday Love Grams, which is that This is a really hard, challenging time. And the way to get through it is together. You know, again, just to echo that Ram Dass quote that I probably say every time I talk to you, you know, we're all just walking each other home. And in the case of when things are really hard, this is what I've been thinking about a lot this week. What we really, I think, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but what I think that is most needed is just to sit together in it. I mean, and I don't mean that literally, because I know we can't sit together literally, but in the sense of not needing to fix it, not needing to jump to find ways to try to make things better, but really just to allow ourselves to feel the feelings and to be with what's going on. And to, as much as I'm a huge advocate for finding those pinpricks of light, because they can really help me to stay tethered to the earth and to want to be here for the next moment, that even that might at some point, if we're grieving hard, trying to find a tiny pinprick might feel like too much. And so I'm saying this for you or for a friend or for a loved one. And on the other hand, that might be exactly what someone needs, is just a moment of light or a moment of their light reflected back from you. You know, a few kind words about who they are and their strength or their resilience could be, right? There's no pat answer, of course. I just have been really thinking for myself about, and I'm going to give a nod to my friend Trisha, who may be listening right now. And also I have a group of friends that I meet with a couple times a month called BFF friends. I had a couple meetings with that BFF group with my friend Trish, and all of them sort of said the same thing, which was pointing me back to the origins of everything I do came from deep, deep, deep depression and despair. And that experience is what led me to everything I do. And it's still very much the foundation of everything. So right now, going through a really, really difficult time with my son and fearing for all the people I know who are close to the wildfires, fearing for people who are sick, you know, feeling sad for people who are alone. It takes me back to, it's okay, first and foremost, you know, that we don't have to rush to fix it. But how can I accept simply sitting with people who are willing to be with me through the hard times? And who are those people in your life? And I'm very aware as I'm talking that I'm rather, like, I don't feel like this has been a very linear message, and I hope that's okay. I am, I'm feeling, just to be totally transparent, a lot of you know, PTSD kind of, it's very, very traumatic for me to witness someone I love so much being in so much pain. Really traumatic. I know any of you would know this, right? But it may be also something that is extra particular to parenting, because gosh, there's so much a part of us, and we would do anything to take it away and be able to carry it ourselves. So anyways, I apologize. I realize I'm kind of like, ooh, you know, a little all over the place, but I don't want to leave without also giving a huge nod to, there's a group of people under Patty Dye, who is a beautiful writer and activist and just a wonderful person. And she has a group of people she calls campers, because we used to meet, and I've been there a couple times, and I've missed many of them, but she has something called Life is a Verb Camp. And it's a really beautiful place where people connect, and it's creative and loving. Anyway, one year there was a talk that someone did about, they had actually had a bench, and it was a story about how, it was about bullying. And I think that they were distributing these benches to schools, and it was a place where you could sit here with us, we'll sit here with you. And that image has just been carried in our group. People often say, I'm sitting with you. And it's a way of saying, I see you, I see your pain, I'm right here with you. I can't fix it, but here I am. And so perhaps that's the last image I just want to leave you with. And I'm thinking that there's something I'd like to do this fall around how we can all be together in this. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what it will look like, but it might be just something where it's, you know, a day-by-day practice that we all do together, or coaching something. I'm not quite sure. But this would be the time to also give a nod to the group coaching, our light raft, as beautiful Carolyn named it, which felt like we were all together on a little life raft, but finding the light all the time. So she called it a light raft. And a nod to that group too, because I feel as if there's more of that that I want to participate in and to offer, which has to do with navigating these really hard times together. Because when we're sitting together, when we're being together, when we're walking each other home, it makes it bearable. It makes it bearable. And sometimes it even makes it more than bearable, right? It makes it, we're laughing sometimes in the darkness, and sometimes we're, you know, singing songs together and finding ways to, even in the darkest times and the hardest times, to be together in community and to find some moments of that real deep connection. So thank you. I appreciate today, first of all, like, just that I know you, and I know that you're so not judgmental, and that I can weave around a little bit and not really be linear, and that's okay. So I'd love to hear from you. As always, I mean, I just really love to hear from you after you listen to these notes. I don't always have a chance to write back very much, and I don't always have a chance to write back, you know, immediately, but I read all of your notes and they fill me and fuel me. So I'd love to hear what's going on for you. You know, are you someone who's going through a tough time? Are you in the dark? Do you know people who are in the dark? Or is that totally, like, maybe that's not even happening? And maybe for you, there's a whole different experience happening. And I would love to hear that too. So I send you love on Saturday night, but I will be sending this Sunday. So you'll think that it's Sunday. I mean, it will be Sunday. Not it's not just you'll think it. And let's go back to our song and see where we left Simon and Garfunkel. This is such a beautiful song, and I'm glad it came to my mind. I've kind of forgotten about them over the many years, but I used to listen to this album when I was driving back and forth between college and my mom's house, which was about an 8-hour drive. And I can remember, just as I'm listening to it, that sense of the Midwestern, you know, semi-empty roads, driving in my white Pinto, sometimes in the blizzardy snow. I love the idea that we can be bridges for one another. You know, that we can... I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but there's something about lay my body down to be the bridge. Oh, there it is, right there. So I like that idea, right? This idea that we can each be bridges for one another. And yeah, I like that. All right, wishing you much sweetness. And I look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.